الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Sirius FM, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, inshallah, we will discuss three issues. Alhamdulillah, we visited various countries in the past few years in South America. When I started this tour in Tonga, I spoke about Bolivia and about Brazil. Then last night we focused on Venezuela. Tonight, inshallah, we will focus on Uruguay and then Paraguay, and then we will go back to our theme, which is Hajj. Alhamdulillah, brothers, I've been twice or thrice to Uruguay. Very, very small country, very, very green. And in few days, maybe 2 days, you can see the whole country, the length and the breadth. And the capital is Montevideo, small population, 4.5 million people. Muslims, the numbers vary and fluctuate between 1,000 to 2,000. So you yourself can understand what a small population there is of Muslims. The first time I was passing through, and it was Ramadan, and I met one brother from India, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. So I asked him, bhai, aapne namaz tarawih kaha ada ki? Where you read tarawih salat? Main to musafir hu, I'm passing through. So he looked down, and he felt a bit ashamed. He said, bhai, hum to bahut thak jate, tarawih parte hi nahi. He said, we are very, very tired, and we don't read tarawih. I said, chalo, what you doing here? You are from India, so what you doing? He said, no, I'm an IT specialist, and you know that we called, they invited 10, 12 of us, and we all just stay. Anyway, to cut a long story short, so I asked him, Jumma ki namaz aap log kaha parte? Where you read Jumma? He said, sachi baat to ye hai, there's no masjid here. My brothers, my sisters, if you come to where we are, our Imam is here, Mona Bamji, alhamdulillah. In Lanesia alone, we have more than 50 masajid and musalla. The whole Uruguay do not have today a single masjid. But who is to blame? Who is to blame? Think about it. So I'll come back to it just now. So I asked him, so he said, yes, there is an Egyptian embassy, and they have one small room there attached to the embassy. And then we go and perform Jummah Salat there. And Ramadan time they open for Taraweeh Salat, and whoever wants to go can go there. But as a proper Musalla Masjid, absolutely nothing. When I came back after my first trip, I was crying. And our ulama, who were in charge, I told them, ye to Na insafi hai, this is very grave and travesty of justice, that you have worked here in Argentina, you started centers there in Brazil, you started centers in other places, how come you forgot Uruguay? So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama, what great sacrifice they're making. They have become the muhajirin. What their wives and children, they leave South Africa. Whole South America, they speak Spanish. And remember that when our ulama go, they do not know Spanish. Only Brazil, they speak Portuguese. But they made their mind that we want to stay here, establish the deen of Almighty Allah. So lo and behold, now there is a musalla, there's a madrasa, there's a hifz class, there's work of da'wah, everything going on there. But my second trip, when I went, then they showed me there were three masajid in the 40s, 50s in Uruguay, in Montevideo. So what happened to those masjid? When we ourselves, we do not frequent the masjid, brothers, it was a Sunday. I remember vividly. So they told me, this is the masjid, but the masjid is transformed into a church. And there was a service going on. So they were very reluctant, because some of them stayed there. I said, see, me, I'm going inside. I'm to azad admi, you know, we free. So when I walked inside the church Sunday, the father, the priest was here, and he was delivering some sermon. He looked at me, he knew that we know we're not Christian, we're Muslim. So he stopped midway, and he came down, and we hugged one another. So I called him father or priest or whatever. I said, Mister, you know, at least one thing we are on the even. I see you also got a long, you know, like a dress on. But I didn't say dress, I said long attire. And I also got, so at least we're on the same platform to a certain extent. So he had a good laugh, you know. But he didn't realize that I told our brothers, those of you coming inside, just see, because they're very sharp with the cell phone, you know, not like me now. So, you know, these youngsters, you know, you ask them, what you doing? He say, I got a big project. I say, what's your project? And look at the emails, all the emails flying to the females. You know, understand what they mean? That is their project, you know, understand. So anyway, so I told them, just see which way is Qibla and everything. So they showed me afterwards, proper masjid, but you see how you feel when you see our masjid, because we did not frequent it, now today is a church. Second one we went to, the calligraphy of the Quranic ayats in Arabic is still written on the wall. I saw it myself in Montevideo. But what they did? They transformed that church, that masjid, they transformed that masjid and made it into a museum. But the calligraphy is still there. For people, they just think it's something written, you know. But we can read those verses. And the third masjid has become a block of offices. Ye in Port Shepstone, ye in KwaZulu Natal, ye in South Africa. How many families leave people, families? You don't need a visa for South America. Tomorrow you decide, let me just go to Montevideo, go speak to the ulama there. You as a family can put up the masjid. If you go to Iraq, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, do we know of Sa'd ibn Waqqas? أَوَّلُ مَنْ رَمَى سَهْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah. When we went to Iraq and we visited Kufa, so Jamia Kufa is still existent till today. And what you find, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas stood in the middle. He was a master marksman. He shot in all four directions and told the people, this is our masjid, these are the boundaries, now build your houses around. When we study our aslaf, our akabir, our prior ancestors and predecessors, subhanallah, we find the first thing they used to do was to build the house of Allah, Jalla wa Ala, and then they used to build their own homes. So a very sad situation, but Allah has chosen our ulama from South Africa. I met one of them now also in Bolivia. He came, Mawlana Qasim, mashallah, and now he's transferred from Uruguay, he's gone to Argentina, from Argentina he came to Bolivia. Now we heard the youngster, ready Kirat Hafiz? Hafiz Ahmad Qazi, mashallah. Young boy, his father, Qarisab, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala abku jazai khair. Whole Bolivia, 10 million people, Muslims, 1,000, 2,000, not one Hafiz. Not a single Hafiz. The Mawlana had to come from Venezuela, and he performed the Taraweeh Salat. So see, my brothers. But see, when Allah, when we make little bit effort, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We just cry a little bit. How Allah's mercy works. I think the second time or third time, I can't remember also. It was after Asr. I love to go Ramadan time. You don't have to look for anybody. All the Muslims are there, nice samosas, nice bhajiyas, nice chows, everything there, you know. Whole lot are there, mashallah. So after Asr, I was delivering a lecture, and then I saw two policemen there in the corner. So I just whispered to Morana, who are they looking for? They're looking for me or something. There I don't speak nothing, no political talks there. We just give targheeb the whole time. So no, yeah, this one husband, he bashed up his wife, and you know, see, South Africa, they bash up 57 people a day, they die, you know. And police, mashallah, they really saw now, you know, it carries on. There, the husband hit his wife, wife battering all that, she complained to the police. Not one police, two police came. Wherever she go, two policemen go with. She go masjid, two policemen are with. So that the husband don't get any chance to harm her. I say to Barkati country, how many police they must be having in them? So anyway, that was between Asr and Maghrib. So I then just now was now iftar time almost. So I made ishara to our brothers. Tell this policeman, one was elderly, one was young. I said, tell them they must also eat with us, you know. So these youngsters, they go and all, say, leave all the dates, you know. Give them nice samosas, bhajiyas, juice. And I gave. So we all eat. Nice tarawih time. Now we don't know what's happening at the back and all. In front, you know how it is. So this one youngster came to me, Maulana Imran Kamisa. Maulana will understand properly. So after everything is gone, he say, you know what happened? I say, what? He say, policeman read 2 rakat tarawih with us. He's not Muslim. What you talk of wuzu and all that? He decided, let me just make some exercise, you know. So this tarawih. So when policeman started, he's explaining to me how policeman read the salat. So you see, policeman started his salat like this. Then he got tired, then he put his hands there. Then he got tired, and first he had it on his chest, and then under the navel, and then he put on the side. And after salam, then he ran away. So I said, bhai, you didn't understand what policeman did. So he said, what he did? I said, when he started, he was a Shafi'i. Then afterwards he got tired, he said, let me become a Hanafi. Then he got tired, he said, let me become a Maliki. And then when he made salam, he said, let me become a Salafi. You know, Salafis, they run away. So one to masjid where the Salafis, I quote this, yeah, the way they laugh because of the guilty as charged. So anyway, brothers, so see, brothers, Kudrat ka karishma. When the Sahirin came, the magician sorcerers came, the Jadugar came, they among themselves said, let us mock Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and we will wear long, long robes. But Allah ku wa amal pasanta. Allah loved that action of theirs. And when they threw their sticks and what have you, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam threw, and it ate up and gobbled up everything of theirs, fa ulqiya saharatu sajidin. Such iman, immediately they got, Fir'aun intimidated them. I will murder you, crucify you. He said, do what you want to, la dhair, inna ila rabbina muk. We're going back to Allah, you can do what you want to. The next time I went to Uruguay, I asked policeman ka kya hal hai? Say, policeman to Musliman ho gaya. That. So when you travel, my brothers, you learn ajeeb incidents, you know. If he walks past me, I won't even recognize him. I just saw him that night, you know. And I don't know if we even met that. I just met, how are you and whatever. So see, little bit effort we make, Allah Jalla Wala brings so many people into the fold of Islam. From there we went to Paraguay. Subhanallah, our brothers from Bangladesh. Go and see what they're doing. They built a beautiful masjid. I asked the Imam Sahib and one two brothers, ye masjid kisne banaya? They said, humne banaya. They said, we built it. I said, you didn't go outside for collection and chanda? And I said, no. Said, the government? I said, no. I realized they practice on one hadith, my brothers, in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, give barakah to this ummah of mine in the early part of the morning. If you open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will see the Rawi, the report of the hadith states, I used to take my merchandise early part of the morning and go and sell. And he says, in a short period of time, I became Zasarwa, a very, very wealthy, influential person. So when I was in Paraguay, so mashallah, our South Africans are there, our Bangladesh brothers are there. Very near is the Brazilian border. Before Fajr, after Fajr, they go to the flea market, they take their merchandise, and they're already selling 4 o'clock in the morning. There, the currency is rial. Like, you know, Saudi, we say rial is very similar there, the name. Subhanallah, he say, humne itne kamaya, itna kamaya. He say, hum sab crorepati ban gaye. We became millionaires here. But see, kamal. They said, now we must build our masjid. We don't want from there, we don't want from here, we don't want from here. So I delivered the talk. That Maulana Imam Sahib, he stood up. So, you know, after the talk over there. He said, me Mufti Sahib said, bohot hi naraz ho. I'm very upset with him. So what? I said something wrong. So I asked him, sab khair hai, everything all right? He said, no, everything is all right, but I'm very upset. So I asked, why? He said, how can you come here to Paraguay and spend one night only? You must spend a whole week here. So this time. So see how much shock they got, you know. So brothers, when you go to this masajid, then you will see how the Muslims, a total revival taking place. From South Africa, ulama are going. From South Africa, huffaz, jamaats are going. And the whole South America, the landscape is changing. This is the fadl of Allah. So my brothers, my message to you is this. Raise your hands. Speak to Allah in any language. And say, see how easy it is. Today we just send one tweet, and on the Twitter account, thousands of people get our message. We are on the radio now with Allah's mercy, Allah's fazl, 3 radio stations. Tomorrow, Hajj seminar, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala reward the capital group of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his entire family. 4 radio stations will be taking it live. So imagine the whole world can listen to us. Different time zones and where and where. When I meet people, they say, you speak on the. I said, yes. He said, oh, we thought he's a very old man. I said, I'm old and cold also now. I was too tired and retired also. So anyway, that all this goes on. So my brothers, we should think about this. Read 2 rakat salat and raise hand. Allahumma ij'alni or Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. What can we do? We can't do anything. What I know about radio, I know nothing. These youngsters, they do everything. So I just know how to speak, that's all. So but see, Allah Ta'ala sends the message across. And that is what we have to do. My topic for tonight is a topic normally we don't discuss. The topic is, because we are here for Hajj, and tomorrow is a Hajj seminar, and you brothers, sisters, especially those going first time, you should try and attend. Various ulama will address you, inshallah, at the Ansar Center. And it will be wonderful and very, very informative, and some books and literature and other material will be given out. So try and attend, inshallah, especially those going for Hajj now, 1440. Allah Ta'ala take us all, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa as well. So my topic tonight is Az-Ziyara ila Maqabir al-Haramain. When we go to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, then we must and we should visit the graveyard, the cemetery. In Madinah Munawwara, it's very, very convenient. You just come out of the masjid and then you just walk and there's Baqi. So what is Baqi? The history of Baqi is the name was Baqi ul-Gharqad. Baqi means a hollow piece of land. And Gharqad means a thorny tree. So there in Palestine, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Sahih Muslim, a time will come when the Hajar and Shajar, when the trees and the stones, all will bear testimony against the enemies, the Jews and so forth, illa al-gharqad, except the gharqad tree. So what they did, they started planting one way the gharqad tree. I saw with my own eyes. So you go see. They study our hadith and then use it for their own agenda. I just want to explain to you the word. So my brothers, I'm taking you for a tour. Now you must understand. When we enter Baqeen, normally we go on a Friday. When I announce tomorrow we're going, like now we went in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. So many brothers, I told Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, other brothers, come, I'm going. So 30, 40, and then by the time we end up, the Pakistani brothers, other brothers all join us. Because, you know, they want to know in Urdu and all. So when you enter Baqi, on the right hand side is Ahlul Bayt. Who is buried there? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Abbas radiallahu an, the chacha, the kaka, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is buried there. You will see a steel fence there, because some people want to go right inside, so they just enclosed it. So that is what you will see in the starting. Then when you move, you will find the Banatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anhunna, they all buried. Then you come further, the honorable Azwaj, the wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are buried. So when we go there, we must show love, we must show respect. These are not ordinary personalities. Allah says, Ya Nisa An-Nabi, Lastunnaka Ahadim Minan Nisa. O you, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the other ladies. In your house, the wahi comes. So how much respect, reverence we have to show to them. So remember that they are the best of the best and they're part of Ahlul Bayt. Then when you turn on the right, you will find Imam Malik, Imam Daril Hijra is buried there. Go study the profile of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Subhanallah. He shouldn't wear shoes in Medina. When they asked him, why you don't wear shoes and sandals? He says that I feel shy. Maybe I will step on that place where the Qadam Mubarak of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to teach hadith right in front of where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. And he used to say that this is the kalam of sahibu hadal qabr. Go study Muatta Imam Malik, subhanallah. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was born in Gaza in Palestine. When he was 2-3 years old, his mother brought him to Mecca. He studied by the African ustad, Muslim bin Ibrahim al-Zanji, African ustad. He says, Imam Shafi'i, then I have to drink zamzam water there in Makkah, and I have to make 3 du'as. Ya Allah, give me ilmun wafir, give me profound knowledge. Ya Allah, make me a master Rami. Today, if you ask people Rami, they'll tell you playing cards. Yeah. Rami means a master marksman to shoot. He says himself, 9 times out of 10, I have to hit the target. And third, he said, Ya Allah, grant me Jannatul Firdaus. At the age of 7, he already became Hafiz. At the age of 10, he already by-hearted Muwatta Imam Malik. At the age of 15, his ustad gave him permission to issue fatwas and verdict. See, what great people they were. Nevertheless, so you go there is Imam Malik. When you go lower down, now this is very important, brothers. We must know this. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, the first person to pass away, Ba'd al-Hijrah. After the migration of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was who? Was Uthman bin Maz'un. Not the Khalif. The Khalif is Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Wa'aynahu tazrifan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak tears were rolling down the Mubarak cheek. وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and kissed Uthman bin Maz'un here on his forehead. That's a sunnah. Men to men, women to woman, you kiss the deceased on the forehead. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu when he came and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak body was there, so he kissed the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the forehead. So we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, this is the place where you must bury Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu. Fast forward, now Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Maria Qibtiyya, he passes away. His age is 18 months old. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَمُسْتَرْضِيًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ For him, there is a foster mother in Jannah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying. Wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. We don't cry because of death. We cry because of separation. No more can I talk to you. No more can I walk with you. No more can I embrace you. So that is why we cry. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, where you buried Uthman bin Maz'un, the first personality to be buried there after the Hijrah. My beloved son Ibrahim, you bury him in the same grave. So when we stand there, we should know that who is buried where. That is the sign that we know the great, great personalities of Islam. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for no salary and wages, but you must love my kith and kin. You must love my family, my Muslim family. Nevertheless, when you go lower down, you will find Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Do we know who Sayyidina Uthman? Subhanallah. Just look at Madinah Munawwara and look at his contribution. Where the Imam used to stand till last year, yea, in front. This is known as Mihrab-e Uthmani, the first 6-7 serfs. Now the Imam no more stands there, he stands at the back, there in Riyazul Jannah. So yeah, the Imam, where Babu Salam is door number one, people just enter, they read Salat and Salam, and then they walk out through Babul Baqi. So that the whole first 6 serfs and now is empty now. All, like each day they read Salat there by Mihrab-e Uthmani, because the crowd was over 1.5 million. But normal circumstances, the Imam will read Salat there by Mihrab or Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform imamat. Nevertheless, that is Sayyidina Uthman. When there was shortage of water in Medina, who will purchase the well? He is Sayyidina Uthman said. If those of you going for Hajj, just contact me. We got the address, everything. Subhanallah, the well of Sayyidina Uthman, Bire Ruma, till today, water emanates and comes out from there. And they are, subhanallah, 2 families have been given the contract, and if you go there, they'll give you the water free of charge. You can't go to the well, but they have special permission to draw water from the well, and they keep it there, you buy dates there and so forth, and they'll tell you this water is from Bire Ruma, that is the well of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, when in the 9th year of the Hijrah, the call was made for Tabuk, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100 camels from me. Another 100, 300 camels. 1,000 gold coins, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spinning the gold coin. Can you imagine? One person, but look at his martyrdom. When they surrounded his house, his wife Naila stood there, and the enemies came and she tried to block them, they cut her fingers of Naila, the honorable wife of Sayyidina Uthman. He asked them, that who purchased the water here in Medina for you? They said, you. He said, but today you're not allowing water to come into my house. Who extended Masjid Nabawi? They said, you. They said, but you're not allowing me to go to the masjid. It was Friday, wa wasa'im, he was fasting. And then he meets Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Go and stand by his Mubarak grave. Stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and Shaykhain, and Sayyidina Uthman, and say, we will defend your honor, Ya Aba Bakrin Thani Asnain. You are the second person, the greatest person on this earth after the Anbiya and messengers. And the second with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghar Thawr. Stand in front of Umar Farooq and say that, Ya Umar, you are Amirul Mu'mineen. What you said on the Farsh, on the land and sand, Allah sent from the Arsh. Imagine. 22 ayats Allama Suyuti has mentioned in Itqan. What Umar radiallahu anhu said, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. Ya Rasulullah, let us read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. No, I have to wait for revelation. Allah says what Umar said correct. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Can you imagine what personality? Sayyidina Uthman, I just gave you a brief profile. So my brothers, when you go there today, Wednesday night, I delivered a lecture there in Tongat. So after the lecture I went, see the one youngster, he's crying. Why are you crying, brother? See, South Africa lost. South Africa lost. You see? Cricket. You see? Now for cricket we will cry, movies we will cry, soccer we will cry, for Sahaba who will cry? You see, brothers? That is an indictment upon us. But it comes from the top. When you study our fathers, our grandfathers, our forefathers, mashallah, they were simple people. They never knew all this email and WhatsApp and all this computer. Simple people. But they had the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They had the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and their income was halal. That was a big thing. And they would eat halal. Ours, you know what's happening today. Wherever we can collect, we just collect. Left, right and center. So that is why you find that our forefathers were great examples for the later generations. Now if you look at today, I told you this before. Then when you look at the father, he's busy with golf. Golf on the field and other kind of golf also. You know what I'm talking about. You look at the wife, she's busy with Hollywood or Bollywood, and the children will be busy with Robin Hood. So what should happen? What you see there in South America, the Arabs went, believe you me, brothers, I've been on several occasions. And if you speak Arabic, they will tell you their whole story. We came here in the millions, not thousands. But today our condition is such, we don't even know Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, we don't even know that. We lost everything. The Indian Maulana, the South African Maulana, the Sri Lankan Maulana is teaching the Arab children read Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. That is the reality on the ground. So think properly which direction, what legacy we're leaving behind. When you come on the other side, then you will find Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. Do we know who's Halima Sa'adiyya? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her, his honorable foster mother, so much. Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my beloved mother, foster mother, after my biological mother. So who is there today to tell the ummah of Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya? The Milad Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa wa wajadaka dhalan fahada wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. The child, the baby Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is born yatim in a poor household. And when the ladies came, they said, no, we will not get anything. Yatim, orphan, and other side poor. Sayyida Halima Sa'adiyya said, no, I will take Mubarak Muhammad Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she came, then the camel and all that was like last, you know. Very poor performance. When they were going back, so her camel is beating everybody, so they asked her, you change your mode of transport. She said, no, the Markab didn't change, the Rakib changed. You understood the Arabic? The mode of transport, the means of conveyance didn't change. There is one personality, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. He's with us. Wa inna lahu la sha'an. And he has an exalted rank and status. It's his barakah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'm beating all of you. See, how exalted she became. When me and you look, then we'll see the pocket first. Quran said, yu'minuna bil ghaib. What we said? Yu'minuna bil jayb. You got it? Ghaib is the unseen, and jayb is the pockets. Don't do that. Say, I will do it for the love of Allah, and see how Allah will open the doors for you. That is Allah's system. So take lessons from all of this. Subhanallah, when people go to Guangzhou, Guangzhou is in China. Now, our people can't read Arabic, you know, properly. I went specially to Guangzhou just to go find out this. Some people come to me and say that Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is buried in Guangzhou. I say totally wrong. We thought all of, in Tirmidhi Sharif and that is mentioned, Sa'ad ibn Waqqas passed away just outside Medina Munawwara and his body was brought, he's buried in Baqiya. How he can be buried? So I landed in Guangzhou. Subhanallah, when I landed there, just me and my wife, you know, I do not know one Chinese. We don't know one word of Chinese, first of all. When I came out, all these short people, they looking at me, you know. And they would think like you see a jinnat or something, you know. Up, down, this. But every day I have to read two rakat. I say, Allah, help us, we're going there. You know why we're going. Subhanallah, I came out, I saw one brother with a suit there and everything, and he had a nice beard. I went straight to him, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. He looked like an Arab, so I spoke a little bit Arabic. Min fein ya Sheikh, from where you come? He said, min Jeddah. I said, Subhanallah. For who are you waiting? He said, my brother. I said, your brother will come just now, help me out first. You understood? So he told me what I must do, this, that. He gave me his phone number, everything. Every day I want to go somewhere, I contact him first. You say, go here, get this train, all that. We went there, where our people say, so the Imam is Imam Ismail. So I landed up there, I asked Imam Ismail, he gave me all the history. So I say, what's the sa? He said, la. He said, come, I'm not allowed to take you at night, but now you, Sheikh, also come, I just take you. He said, you must come daytime, you know, they have hours. But for us, if you read, there is written, Abu Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. The father of Sa'ad, that is Waqqas, he's buried in Guangzhou. Now our people took the Abu and threw it away, and they say Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas is buried there. Like our Maimans, you know, when they left from India, so the name was Yaqub. So I call Korea that when they left India, they left the Yaade in India, in Porbandar. And when they came here to Mombasa and Maputo and that, they left the Baade. So the Yaqub became Aqub and the Ayaqub became Aku. You see? The name was Yaqub. All these names are proper Arabic name. Tar Muhammad is Tahir Muhammad. But they change it here and there, you see, and all. So they don't tajweed, so you just halaya kare, you understand? It's alright now, you just carry on. You understood? So you must learn. So if you study, it's all proper Arabic names. So you must learn these things here. Come quickly, we take you to Makkah Mukarramah. When I announce to the brothers, I'm going Makkah graveyard, how many brothers come? Hajj time. Or Umrah time, big crowd. 3, 4, 5, maximum 10 will. Why? Because it's 15 minutes walk. So now I say, never mind, we'll go the taxi. Then we get maybe 15 brothers. What an indictment upon this ummah, my brothers. Who is buried there? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. The honorable wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go open Bukhari Sharif. You know when you have 2, 3 wives, then always there's competition. The one brother, he told me when he walks with his 2 wives, you understand, he walks in the middle and he holds his wife's hand and the other. He whispers to this wife here, he says, when I press your hand, you must know I love you more. And he tells this one, when I press your hand, so he says, I press both their hands. You understood? So I say, what happened then? He said, but you know, they both think I love them so much, but they put so much sugar, so I got diabetes now. So this time. See, and this time. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she states, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, there was no other wife. 6 children from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. 4 beloved daughters and 2 sons. Hazrat Ibrahim is from Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu anha. So one day she, Hazrat Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, we are here, but why you talk so much of Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Khadija? We are here. See what Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, Ya Humaira, Ya Muwaffaqa, Ya Aish. These are the names you will find in various ahadith kitabs. How the Master alayhi salam would address his honorable wife. What you will address. If you say honey and she says honey, give me money, then our huzu will break. So anyway, let's carry on. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha, Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq. Oh Aisha, she believed in me when everybody rejected. She gave all her money to me and resources when no one was prepared to support. She is the mother of my children. And listen to the ending of the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She was unique. But this ummah today, we don't have time to go make salam to Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Khadija. Which kind of ummah we are? Think about it, brothers. Is that an indictment? Conveniently, we forgot where is Sayyidina Maymuna radiallahu anha buried. When I ask the taxi drivers who take us, I say, Sheikh, you know where Sayyidina Maymuna? He says, right. Talk of the Riyaz. Where are you talking of all these kind of things? When you travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, all the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried there in Medina Munawwara, Sayyida Khadija buried here in Mu'alla, not Ma'ala Mu'alla. Makkah is at a slope. So the upper region is called Mu'alla, and where your Hilton and Zamzam, all that is called Misfala. So nevertheless, when you travel 18, 20 kilos out of Makkah, on the left-hand side, you will see a wall, and you will see Allahu Akbar written there. Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried there. The area is called Sarif. They changed the name now, it's called Nuraniya. So who knows this? Who is going to go make salam to Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha? Tazawwaja biha an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bisharif. Wa bana biha bisharif. Wa matat bisharif. Wa dufinat bisharif. Study the Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her in that place called Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consummated the marriage with her in Sharif. She passed away in Sharif and she's buried in Sharif. But the Ummah doesn't know. The Ummah knows who he sixes. So how are we going to progress? When you come down, then you find Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's daughter Asma. Asma radiallahu anha lived for 100 years. She's buried this side. Abdullah bin Zubair is buried that side. It is the year 73 after Hijrah. And now this political turmoil. The government is going to change. Abdullah bin Zubair is going to lose power. He goes to his mother, Asma. You need a mother to be a pillar of strength, to motivate and inspire you. He says, Ya Ummata, my beloved mother, it's the last time we meet here, I'm going now, and you know what the enemy are going to do to me. She says, yes, my beloved son, I know. Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. Remember that the goat and sheep, after the qurbani, when they remove the hide and the skin, it doesn't feel any pain. You go, my son, and show that who you are, whose son you are. You are the son of Asma binti Abi Bakr. That is Abdullah bin Zubair. Ummat-e-Muslimah, when you go and perform tawaf around the Baytullah. Now let's get the directions right, because just now you will see some other direction. Where the Hatim is, that is the northern direction. Where Hajar-e-Aswad is and Rukn-e-Yamani is, that is the southern direction. Where the golden door is, that is the eastern direction. And when you come on the opposite side, that is the western direction. Look at the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, when the Kiswa, when the Ghilaf is up on the western direction, you will see the blocks of the Kaaba are not aligned. You will see that the pattern is not going, you know, properly. One is up, one is down. Why? When Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his father was Zubayr bin Awwam. His mother is Asma. He is Abdullah bin Zubayr. He's Sahabi. His parents are Sahabi. His grandparents are Sahabi. No one in the world got the sharaf and honor like Abdullah bin Zubayr. When he built the Kaaba Musharrafa, reconstructed it, he said it was a tamanna and desire of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There must be two doors. One door for dukhul, for entry, and one door for khuruj, for exit. So he built the Kaaba Musharrafa like that. And then after that, Hajjaj and them built it, then they closed the door. So therefore, you find the alignment is not 100%. They left it like that. When Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu went, they murdered him, they crucified him, and he's buried there in Mu'alla. And you go the other side, his mother is buried. Who is there in the ummah to go make salam to the sahaba? Who? Our halat is such, I always mention this, two incidents. I'm going to look at the watch also, half past 8 is our cut-off time. So, one day, I always tell them there, that by Mina and all that, everybody looks same, we all in ihram, you know. So when you're moving around, walking around, see properly where you're going. Just now you're going to get lost. And nowadays we got all these cell phones, and at that time no cell phone. So this brother, South African, he went somewhere, all that, he got lost. So now he remembered one thing, the South African camp is next to Al-Baik. You know Al-Baik, the restaurant. So he went to the policeman, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. The policeman told him, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. He is making Al-Baik, Al-Baik. The policeman is saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Policeman doesn't know any English, he doesn't know any Arabic, and they carry on like that. After long chakkar, he came and the people wondering, where? I say, when we tawaf ziyarat somewhere. See, brothers, when we go for Hajj and Umrah, then they push me in front, you know, make dua, make dua. Chalo, we make dua. So I say, Ya Allah, mare Hajj ko kabul farma, everybody, men, women, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, mare ziyarat Madina kabul farma, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, mare Umrah, accept our Umrah, Hajj, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. Then all become Hanafis. Ameen, don't come out, bye. I look this side as a man, say we want to die, but not now. The riyas are still tickling us. I look this side here, woman ask, Kala, who's here? What's wrong? Say, shopping kalas ni thi. The shopping list is not finished. Where are you talking about death and all? But what the master said, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madina Munawwara, you pass away there with iman. If you know the history of Madina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, till then, people used to write on their visa forms, we want to migrate to Madina Munawwara lil wafat. Because we want to die there. And it's to accept it in those days. Now, obviously, they don't want to accept it. Nowadays, when we used to study in Pakistan, so the Pakistanis, some of them used to say, Umrah visa lelo, Umar bar raho. You don't understand? You just take Umrah visa and stay lifelong. You don't understand? Now, you can't do all that, obviously. So, anyway, brothers, in Makkah Mukarramah, there are three maqabir, there are three graveyards. One is your Mu'alla, the famous one. Second one is Maqbaratul Adal, where Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and them are buried. Normally the senior ulama, they bury them there. And now every day after every salat, almost you hear, As-salatu ala al-amwat, yarhamukumullah. So that is in Shara'i. So all these are part of Makkah, part of the Haram. So when we go, and Allah give tawfiq, some South Africans are buried there also in Shara'i. Some are buried Mu'alla also. So anyway, you must remember, for us, we can be buried in Madina Munawwara, first option, alhamdulillah. We buried in Makkah Mukarrama, alhamdulillah. Learn the dua, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. And let me pass away here in Madina Munawwara. The beloved city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it seems contradictory, but Allah, it is Fajr time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Imam, he's reading Surah Yusuf, and Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, the Zoroastrian, came with a dagger, he stabbed him, he fell down, he collapsed, he was bleeding. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu made istikhlaf, he continued with the salat. Even at that time, the fikr of the ummah, who will be the khalifa? He chose the six people and a panel. From here, you must make and choose your khalifa. And you, Abdurrahman bin Auf, you are the amir of the six. See, Sayyidina Umar's firasat and his insight. So brothers, my message to you is this. There's more to Umrah and Hajj and Ziyarah to Medina than the malls and all these places. Go and study the history of Medina. Go and study the history of the graveyard. There's so many other incidents. One incident I tell you of my honorable teacher, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, who was the Hanafi Mufti in Madinah Munawwara. So he passed away. In Madinah is buried there. Hazrat Shaykh Nawarullah Marqadaw is buried there. So remember his wife. So they were told now to leave Madinah and go. You must leave now, you can't stay, you know. They took her to the airport in Madinah. The airline said, we don't accept her, she's too sick. Take her back. Right by the plane, they take her back. She's too sick, we can't put her in the plane. After 1-2 weeks, one taqalat fil Madinah, she passed away in Madinah Munawwara, and she's buried in Baqi. See, these are incidents we know. So we all should make this dua. Dilse. Ya Allah, we conclude today's talk with the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me die with Islam. And Ya Allah, unite me with the pious people. We thank our Imam Maulana Imran Khamisa, all the trustees, Bagan, and I don't know who else. And all of you, Barakallahu Fikum of Port Shepston, our Haji Musa Manjra, my host. Allah Jalla Wala reward him and reward his family. Allah Ta'ala give them Shifa also. And the capital group and everybody else. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. I got 1-2 minutes left. Let's make dua for ourselves and the Ummah at large. Jazakallahu khair. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين بارك الله جزاكم